I want to. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful. Somebody say Wonderful today. His name shall be called Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And ain't you glad to know today that of the increase of his government and his peace, there shall be no end. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Give him praise. Give him glory. Come on, magnify his name today. Are you thankful for the King? Are you thankful that he saved you, sanctified you, filled you with his Spirit today, redeemed you with his precious blood? Ah, we give the King glory today. We give the King glory today. If you're able, would you stand with me all over this house? We're so grateful to have you with us this year. Our annual Christmas service. Amen. Before I read the word of the Lord, if you would turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 24th chapter, Psalms 24. I'll be reading verse 1 through 10. Psalm 24, 1 through 10. Before we begin reading the word of the Lord, I want you to know today that there, right outside this door to the left, is a beautiful backdrop. There was people here till midnight last night creating that backdrop for you to take your family pictures in this service. So please make sure before you leave, we want you to stop, amen, and take your pictures, take your Christmas pictures today at that backdrop. One more time before we read the word of the Lord, can we give the Lord a hand clap of adoration for all of our visitors? How many is thankful for our visitors today? Amen. We're glad that you're here with us today in this service. We're coming off of a very busy season here, but we're grateful. God has given us the strength to endure it. Today we are enjoying our annual Christmas service, and we're so grateful that you're here with us today. The book of Psalm, the 24th chapter, and the very first verse, the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. My Lord, I could just drop the mic right there. Enough said, right? Enough said today. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness. That means everything that's on it, everything that's in it, it belongs to Jesus today. The world and they that dwell therein. It's the Lord's. It's the King's. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him. Turn to your neighbor today and say, this is the generation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek his face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your hands, O, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. I got to read that one more time because I don't think you all heard it, or you probably would have got a lot more excited. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Come on, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And then the King of glory shall come in. he shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Bible says, who is this King of glory? Amen. Who is this King of glory? It's the Lord, strong and mighty. It's the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And then the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. I don't know about you today, but I'm thankful that I know who the King is. I'm thankful that today I get to stand in the presence of the King. I'm thankful today I get to entreat the King. I'm thankful today that my King is not separated or isolated or distant from me. I can summons him. I can call unto him. I can reach out to my King today. Who is this King? The King, the Lord of glory. He is the King of glory today. For a few moments, I want to preach to you. Just a few moments. I know you're weary and exhausted. It's a busy season, but if you give me just a few moments, I want to preach to you for just a few minutes today on this topic. Born is the King. Born is the King. Clap your hands unto the Lord all over this place in adoration and give him the praise. Come on, do you appreciate this worship team who worked so hard to learn those new songs? You appreciate those children who worked all for months to learn those songs? You appreciate our Sunday school department? Do you appreciate the Lord for being good to you this year? You appreciate the Lord for those gifts that are under the tree at home this year, the food that's in those cabinets at home? Give the Lord glory. Give him praise all over this house today. Every gift we have, every perfect gift in our life, Brother Teddy, comes from our King. Comes from our King. And we're so thankful today that we know who he is. He has a name. He has a name. And it's above every name. He has a name. And at the mention of his name, devils flee. Hell trembles. Sickness dissipates. Anxiety and depression begins to flee. Drug addiction falls off. Come on, somebody. Marriages are mended. Lives are transformed. Oh, my God, I wish I would have somebody give me some help. Give him the King the praise that he deserves today. He's the King. He's the Lord of glory. He's the great I am. And he was born. Born to be our Savior today. Hallelujah. If you love him today, shout amen all over this house. God bless you. You may be seated for a few moments today. Amen. The King. Our theme this year is the King. There have been many kings, Sister Laura, but there's none like our King. There have been many to call themselves kings, many dictators, amen, to call themselves kings, but there are no kings like our King today. I want you to know something. You're in a church today that loves Jesus. Do you love Jesus? Are you thankful for Jesus today? You're in a church that loves Jesus. You're in a church that believes that he is. And can I tell you today, it's not enough. Amen. It's not enough to just believe that he exists. This ain't that kind of church. It's not enough to just believe that he exists. Amen. He wasn't just a prophet. And he wasn't just a carpenter. And he wasn't just a man, but he was both God and man. Amen. He's the great creator. Somebody shout yes. He's the great creator today. And before anything that was made, he was. Hallelujah. He was. He's the first, and he'll be the last. He's the beginning. Somebody help me today. He's going to be the ending. Come on, somebody. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's our king today. He's our king. He's the rose of Sharon, the lily in the valley, the lion of Judah. He's the nemesis of Nebuchadnezzar. He's our king today. Come on, he's our king today. He's the one that the prophet said would come. He's the one that the lost and the lonely long to see. He's the one that the broken beg for and the destitute bow down to. He's our king. Wise people bring him gifts. Scholars study to know more about him. Come on, come on. And the longer that I seek him, the longer that I desire to be more like him, the longer that I pastor God's people, the more I realize what a wonderful, what a magnificent, what a marvelous king he truly is today. He's our king. He's our king. He's the king that just keeps on getting better. And not because he changes, because we know the Lord changes not, but because we get to know him more and more every day. And every day, the closer we get to him, the more we realize how great he is. Clap your hands if your king is great today. Hallelujah. The king is great today. He's the king that just keeps on getting better. Amen. In a time of angst and insecurities, in these moments of deep division and disorientation, it's more important right now. Everybody say right now. It's more important right now than it ever has been before that the church point the broken and the hurting and the lost and the confused and the disoriented and the disabled. Come on, everybody, we need to point some people to the king today. Hallelujah. He's our king. It's confusing times we're in. Amen. You can look to the king. If you're scared, if you're anxious, if you're distracted, if you're lost, if you're broken, you can look to the king today. You can take it to the king today. Hallelujah. He's a king unlike any other. He's not a king that you got to go through 50 people to get to. Come on, he's as close as the mention of his name. He's as close as the end of your fingertips are today. Come on, somebody. All you got to do is call out his name today. But you got to know what his name is. Ain't you glad you know what the king's name is today? Somebody shout Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. He's our king. He's the king that just keeps on getting better. And if you're scared, if you're stressed, if you're anxious, if you're distracted, you can take it to King Jesus today. You can look to the king. You can look to his birth. You can look to his life. You can look to his death, his burial, and his resurrection. How many know his resurrection? How many know that we are in a church that teaches the plan of salvation and the gospel of Jesus Christ today? Amen. And it's going to take the gospel to get us there. You can look to his life. You can look to his death. You can look to his burial and his resurrection. And in that, you can find that there is still redemption in his blood. Are you glad there's still redemption in his blood today? Are you glad that you can still be redeemed regardless of what your past holds, regardless of where you come from, regardless of what you've been through, regardless of people threw you away like you didn't matter to them? There's somebody that still loves you. There's a king that wants you to summons him today. He wants you to call upon his name. He wants you to reach out with a tender heart and an outstretched hand. His ear's not deaf. His hand's not able to reach you today. He's our king. Clap your hands and give praise unto the king today. You can look to our king. He's still redeeming with his blood. His blood still has redemptive power. Hallelujah. Come on, he still has forgiveness in his heart. Ain't you glad you're able to be forgiven today? Because you got a king. You got a king that loves you enough to give himself for you today. There's still power in his name. There's still community in his church today. And I'm so thankful to be a part of this church today. I'm so thankful to be numbered with God's people, worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. I don't know about you, but I felt the Holy Ghost in this place. Come on, the Christmas season is upon us. Come on, we can sing jingle bells all we want. Jingle bells is fun. But let me tell you something. Jingle bells don't stir your blood like you does when you start singing about the King. Come on, somebody. It's a holiday season, but we ain't scared to say it. We ain't going to take Christ out of Christmas. We're going to keep worshiping the King because he's the reason for the season. We know why we're here today. We know where our help comes from. We know where to take our problems to our King. We're going to take our problems to our King today. Hallelujah. There's still community in the body of Christ. Amen. And I love that I get the opportunity every Tuesday and every Sunday. And this past week, on Fridays and Wednesdays, and it's been a busy season. Man, I've got to draw life and support from God's people. Amen. A few weeks ago, we had our men's Christmas party, and the guys exchanged mugs. Amen. We had a wonderful time of fellowship. The following week, the ladies got together, had a wonderful time of fellowship. Amen. This past week, we got together for our Christmas banquet, had a wonderful time of fellowship. And then today, we get to come together and draw from one another and love one another and pray for one another and be there for one another. There's community in the body of Christ today. Hallelujah. He's still our King. Leonard Sweet once said, "The more I discover who and what I am, the more miserable I become." But he went on to say, "But the more I discover who God is, and the more I discover who God is making me to become, the happier I become." Ain't you glad your sins are under the blood today? Ain't you glad to know they're cast as far as the east is to the west today? Ain't you glad you got a King that ain't going to lay those sins to your charge today? But he washed them away with his precious blood. He came. He gave himself. Surrendered himself. Give himself to die. Hallelujah. That you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. I'm talking about the King today. Our King today. He's the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. He's the Lord of glory. And I'm so thankful today that we know who he is. His name is not hidden from us. Come on, somebody. Listen, he's still a life changer. He's still a problem solver. He's still a healer. He's still a redeemer. He's still a burden bearer. He's still a marriage mender. Come on, somebody. He didn't come to overthrow Caesar. He didn't come to overcome Caesar. He came to overcome you and I. He came to help us get our flesh off of the throne. And the King could go back on the throne where he belongs today. He's our King. He's our King. Hallelujah. He came to overthrow us. We as people, we have a tendency to try to put self back on the throne. We try to put self back on the throne. Let me tell you something. We were born to live, church, but he was born to die. We were born to live, but he was born to die. We were born because we had to be. He was born because he wanted to be. He was born because he chose to be. He chose to leave the splendor of heaven. He looked down to the earth below and he saw his creation suffering. He saw his creation struggling. And he said, "I got to go down there and I got to redeem man unto myself." He's our King. He was born because he chose to die for you and I. We are born into sin, shaping in iniquity, but he was born to be our king. Aren't you glad that you know who the king is today? Aren't you glad that you had the opportunity to be in a Christmas service this year? Clap your hands unto the Lord and give him praise all over this house today. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand with me, if you would, as the musicians come quickly. As we celebrate Christmas collectively here in this sanctuary today, here in just a few moments, when you get done shaking hands and you get done taking pictures, you collect all of your things and you disperse and you leave this place, you'll go home and you'll celebrate Christmas individually. And as we celebrate collectively and individually, I want to remind you today that we as people, we as human beings, we have a tendency to put self back on the throne. Our motto this year, our theme this year, is born as the king. He was born to be your king. You are not designed to be your own king. Trust me, you don't want the responsibility of the king. Trust me, you don't want to have to do what the king has to do. Come on, our king never sleeps and never slumbers. We think we get tired. You don't want the responsibility of the king. Let me tell you something. When you put the king back on the throne, it's going to give you a different perspective about your life. You're going to realize the things that are without your control, things you don't have the power to control in your life, you can summons and you can surrender and you can place, you can commend into the hands of your king today. As we end this 2024 holiday season and we begin to come into 2025, I pray that you remember you were never designed to sit on the throne. The book of Revelation tells me that John saw heaven open and there was only one sitting on the throne. And guess what? It was not you and I. There was only one sitting on the throne because there's only one God who manifests himself. There's only one God who gave himself. There's only one God who robed himself. And the Holy Ghost came upon Mary, moved upon her, entered into her, and he came out. They robed him. They wrapped him in swaddling clothes and they laid him in a manger. Wise men came from afar off to worship him. Why? Because they knew he was the king. Come on, shepherds from afar off came to worship him. To worship him. Why? Because they knew he was the king. As we celebrate this Christmas season, I want to remind you, resist that tendency that your flesh has put yourself back on the throne. There's only one worthy to sit on the throne today. And that's our king. That's our king. Self doesn't deserve, self doesn't belong on the throne today. Jesus, our king, belongs on the throne today. He was born to be our king.